Hello guys, welcome to my podcast Tech Explained Quickly. Today we will discuss about the brand new Surface Go 2 which came along Surface Book 2 which I am going to review next in the next episode. So Microsoft has basically done a refresh of the Surface Book which was a budget 2-in-1 laptop of Microsoft. Basically it for families and kids, but now it has a new model variant for college students which makes it very good for coding and programming. So I'm going to discuss about it. There will be four sections of it. First will be display, battery, camera, then the overall, in which I will talk about the processor also. Let's talk about the display. So it has a 10.5 inch panel. It is bigger than the 10 inch panel from the original, and the bezels are also shrink. Bezels are very thick still, but they are okay, good for a budget, in a budget section. If you compare, it is not as skinny as the Surface Pro X, but it is a thicker, it is comparative to the Surface Pro 7. It's like it, but its display is a little bit smaller from the 11 inch panel we find in Surface Pro X. Also has a 10.5 inch display. It's around 10.5 inch and 11 inch. So we can comment. Now let's get to the battery. It has a battery of the 10 hours, so it's good. I cannot see much at the battery side. It's good. It's decent in the budget section, as I say. The most interesting is the use case. For the use case you need. So this is basically for the use case of a personal work, and it's for kids. The base variant, which comes with 4 gigs of RAM and 64 gigabytes of storage, eMMC storage, which includes Intel Core Pentium processor, gold processor, which is for kids basically. Because when your kids want to learn coding and they want to do web browsing, create a Word document, or they want to study in their school about ICT and computers, so it will be nice for them, as it's only for 36,000 rupees. The first variant is this, and the second variant comes with the same processor with 8 gigabytes of storage and 8 gigabytes of RAM and 128 gigs of storage, which is for personal work. It has the same Intel Gold Pentium processor. The Pentium processor is not that up to mark. I would not recommend the base variant, as it is only for kids, but its performance is not up to mark. It will hang a lot. So personal work, I would recommend the second one, as you don't need to do coding. You just have to do web browsing, general applications you have to use, watch movies and chill, then it's for you. So basically it's cheaper, that's why it's for personal work. As for the office work, it's you can pick up the Surface Pro 7, Surface Pro X. I would not recommend Surface Pro X. You can go with Surface Pro 7, Surface laptop, Surface Book 2, which I will get the review of. I would recommend it. And the third model, which is for college students and for coders, means the ones who are learning programming, you can buy the second variant also. But if you are doing Java, Python, you can buy the do not buy the base variant. You can buy these two variants. This is a flagship one, which it does not have Intel Pentium processor. It has 8th generation Intel. It is priced at $629, which is for around 46,000 rupees. And it comes with Intel Core. It comes with. with 8 Gen Core M3 with Intel UHD graphics 615, which I would recommend for college students. You can see if you want the second variant or the third variant. There are more and camera side for example, this is not for office work, so I would recommend Surface Pro 7 because the webcams of the laptops are very bad. That's why I would recommend Surface Pro 7, which has high performance and its display is the same. It has quite less bezels. It is thick and it's portable. Its keyboard is also good. Surface Pro 7s. And I would recommend you for office work, Surface Pro 7. And for personal use, you can take this. It also comes with mouse and keyboard. You can get keyboard at $50, which is around, you can say, 5,000 to 6,000 rupees or more than that. Then variant has not launched till now, so it's basically for normal day-to-day use. It also has one more variant, LTD model, based on 50,000 rupees, which I would not recommend. LTD model, you would not require it. It comes with 8 GB of RAM and 120 SSD storage, and it also comes with a Core M3 processor. You can also buy that. I can recommend you that, but the base variant I will not recommend it because it has LTD and 8 GB of RAM and 120 SSD storage. The third variant has 4 GB and 64 GB of basic storage. So I would recommend the higher model. If you are a college student, you can buy these three models if you are college students, and if you want for personal work, you can pick this second and third variant. And that's you can, for college students, I would recommend second, third and fourth variant. And for kids, if you want them to buy instead of a Chromebook, you want to do coding and other stuff they want to launch, then you can give them the Surface Go 2 base variant. That's it for today. That's on my side, Surface Go 2 review, which has a better Intel processor, better and bigger display. But the Intel processor on the base variant is not that good. I would recommend you, as I said in my variants. That's it for today. I'll meet you in the next episode of Tech Explained Quickly, where I will discuss about the Surface Book 2. Bye bye.